Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. And that was Kitty and the Cats, Cross Ties, which I bought at the record fair last week. The Flames, Arabian Caravan. Before that, the Glen Rays did Easy Rhythm. The Del Ricos and Voodoo. And Lenny and the Thundertones opened it up with Homicidal. Those middle three, the Del Ricos, the Glen Rays, and Flames, all come from Nisa. We've got a lot of stuff to debut today, and among them are The Gaiety Story, Volumes 1 and 2, Bloodshot, and those come from those albums. And
They're really ugly.
Yeah, they tie in with the gay games. Norton Records has released their, Bloodshot, The Gaiety Record Story, Volumes 1 and 2, and it's a collection of 50s rock and roll and rockabilly and rhythm and blues from the Gaiety labels from Minneapolis.
Yeah, incomprehensibly
in
primitive sounding, really.
So we'll be hearing a lot of that. And what else do we have for you today? We have the debut of the new Roscoe LP. And we have the debut of the Sam the Sham Tribute LP, Turban Renewal. Those are during the Vom set. We have a good hillbilly hangover and a good blues hangover. We have tickets to give away for the A-Bones and the Hentch Men at Maxwell's, the very final A-Bone show.
Yeah, that's it. No unions, nothing but lawsuits from here on out.
The last Hully Gully.
Uh-huh. Great so, folks.
End of an earache.
All you documentarians, feel free to bring your gear.
And we also have tickets for the Ben Vaughn combo and the Aquanettas at Maxwell's. Ben snubs us every time he sees us. We can make fun of him on the air.
I guess
Ben
so.
And his drum machine. We'll give those away a little later. What else are we doing today? We got knuckleheads in the news. Brian Redfellow's back.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle running? Is it running? How much you want for it? I'm going to buy a motorcycle.
Cool. We got Bill Skiff in the paddock, sawing wood.
And
so we can look forward to an on-air shop class accident a little later.
At least. I'm trying to think what... Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff I never played before. Tons of... Some request items. Tons of 45s laying all over the place. And without further ado, let's just go right into it with the... People ask me who my all-time favorite New York rock and roll band is, and I always say these guys, and everyone always goes, who are they? Did they play at CBGB's? No, they didn't, but Mel Smith and the Knight Riders. That was my all-time favorite New York rock and roll band.
Here comes Lily, just a blowing up top, with a pretty black skirt and a long black sock. Libby's here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at them grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so proud of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook.
approve, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
I got that fever love bug running me round. I'm chasing women, man, all over this town. My head got dizzy and I can't hardly see why this woman's doing to me. She's my baby and a love of my soul. I'm never, never gonna let her go. I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak, but I can't even say. She's my baby and I love her so. Never, never let her go. I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak, but I can't even say. Cause I'm, yes, so speechless. I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak, but I can't even say. She's my baby and I love her so. Never, never let her go. She's my baby and I love her so. I'm never, never gonna let her go. Cause I'm, yeah, so speechless. Yeah, I see her walking by that moonlit bay. I try to speak, but I can't even say. She's my baby and I love her so. Never, never let her go. She's my baby and I love her so. I'm never, never gonna let her go. Cause I'm, yeah, getting speechless. So speechless. Oh, yeah, I'm speechless, man.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. I traced her footsteps down by the shore. Forevermore, I looked at the sea and it seems to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. All alone tonight. That's why our footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Near. I reached for my darling, I held her close to me, stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby away from me. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep. Thank you.
Morris, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
When I take my girl down, down for a show, I always say and I always know that she's a swinging little chick, keep her my swing a little time. And when she comes to distance, she is all around. Well, everybody loves her. Never ask another girl to see. There's no other girl who ever looks great. I'd never find the girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear wings bell.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Bought myself an oven with a golden head.
Great big oven with a golden head.
Put it on the shelf right above my bed.
Great big oven with a golden head.
Got down on my knees and began to pray.
Great big oven with a golden head.
I said, oven, tell me where's my big foot made.
Great big oven with a golden head.
The oven's eyes began to wink and blink. He said, oh, hold on, Jim, give me time to think.
Great big idol with a golden head.
The lightning flashed and the idol did speak.
Great big idol with a golden head.
He said, your big foot Macy's down a Catfish Creek. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin'
yeah, she's a rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'. Poppin' and a poppin' and a poppin' and a jumpin'.
I said goodbye to the idol sitting on my shelf.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
Went down to the creek to see for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I parked my car and I looked around.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
There was a mess of empty beer cans laying on the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I peeked through the door and my hair turned gray. Rockin' and rollin',
rockin'
yeah, she was rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin',
rockin' and rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a
I went back to the house, I was feeling so blue.
Great big idol with a golden head.
I said, tell me, idol, what am I going to do?
Great big idol with a golden head.
He said, I got the answer, there's only one way.
Great big idol.
Rockin' and a rollin',
rockin' and
yeah,
while back in the States.
I like that one. Hound here, WFMU East Orange with the Coasters, Idol with the Golden Head. And the Beltones before that, Swingin' Little Chickie. Jimmy Witherspoon did Endless Sleep. The Catalinas, Speechless. Got that at the convention last week. Mel Smith and the Night Riders, Pretty Plaid Skirt. Somebody asked me about that the other day. What is it?
What is
those little plaid
skirt?
No, what's about those little... I guess I was leering at some girl coming out of a Catholic school. And the young lady asked me what it was about those skirts that drive men wild.
Thank you, young lady.
I don't know. Would you like to say that on mic, Wild Girl? Wild Girl won a big race this week. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
English Town.
She's
made,
a
got
media
press
day
notice
champion.
On it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody who came down to the WFMU Record Fair last week and made it a raging success.
See, it's not a convention. It's a fair. It was almost actually like a muscular dystrophy carnival,
yeah.
You know?
Especially all the volunteers who helped out with the concessions and moving stuff around a lot. The volunteers were very together.
And giving Hound all those beers?
And I paid for them. I paid for them all. And
there
everybody attended
ones,
bar
then.
And... Well, yeah, I did get some. We'll get that in a second. The members of the Hoboken's Elks Lodge who gave us the facilities, thank you very much.
Generosity is the cornerstone of Elkdom. And we proved it once again.
Having milked my birthday shamelessly this year, I'd like to thank everybody who came through with presents. Candy and Thirsty Dave. Fast Freddy, who sent me a great saline book in the mail. I got a squeaky pork chop from Megan. The guy with the Violent Airs LP. Some baseball tickets from Emil Brooch. I got
good ones, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I thank everybody. Like Rick and Tracy, a little champagne there, and Alice Sorensen for the Pretenders tickets. We saw the Pretenders this week who were great. Mikey Myers with the clams, and Roscoe and Mary Lee cooked dinner. And I did milk it unbelievably this year.
Good job.
I'm going to start on next year's birthday in a week.
Yeah. I think some people might have prorated a few things into next year. One of those tickets was for this year, and the next one's for next year.
Uh-huh. I see. Anyway, what should we do? We'll just go through the announcements, I guess.
Yeah, there's a few.
Holiday weekend. It's not what's going on. There's a Green Door tonight if you're up late. And
they cater to a young crowd that likes the lure of 70s hard rock music.
Then there's a benefit for somebody with Simon and the Bar Sinisters at AKA Tuesday. Simon's at the Rodeo Bar tonight. Jimmy Dawkins at Tramps. Jimmy Fastfingers Dawkins at the Small Tramps. He's worth seeing. He's really a great and non-cliched blues guitar player.
That rare thing in this day and
age. Walter Wolfman Washington is at Tramps tomorrow. Barbecue Bob and the Sparrows at 205th Avenue, Brooklyn tonight. How could a guy call himself Barbecue Bob? There was a Barbecue Bob. It'd be calling yourself Eddie Cochran. I don't know about that guy.
Call myself
this is pretty cool. This is at Run-On at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night featuring Dave Newgarden. Dave Rockman Newgarden.
Ooh.
I think this is the debut of his band, maybe, so you can go see them. And the Fleshtones are at Fez on Tuesday. I think that's all our announcements.
Doesn't Sue Garner from the Shams play with in Dave's new band?
Yep.
In Dave's new garden band, Garden New.
Yeah.
Run-On.
Anyway.
Dave.
Do you have a new story, El Brooch?
I'm not actually fingering one.
I certainly don't. But I like this. What do you make of this flesh-eating bacteria that's been working its way through Britain?
I think it started with Kate Moss.
Oh, now, boy, this has been anti-Kate Moss week.
No,
I heard my buddy Matt Dillon has been dating her.
Cool.
So maybe we'll get some Kate Moss dirt.
No, I mean she brightens up my day at every single phone booth and
I dig her. I stood by her at the Johnny Cash show at Fez.
How'd she smell?
Like rose water. Public health officials are trying to calm growing fears that a mysterious killer bacterium is spreading throughout Britain, Germany, and the United States. It has been known to strike in New York City where bacteria of the same type and subtype killed Muppet creator Jim Henson in 1990, a spokesperson for the New York Hospital told. News reports have attributed 12 deaths to the bacteria in Britain, where the tabloids have run headlines like, killer bug ate my face, and now bug kills young mother. Two of those fatalities and four additional cases were clustered in one small county, Gloucestershire, although there is no evidence that the victims had contact with others. Dozens of infections linked to the bacteria also were reported in Germany this year, where 30 to 40 people have been infected. Those are the only known fatalities in America. Well, the only known fatalities in America have been Henson and two 1985 deaths in Arizona. The killer bacteria are a variation of the normally harmless Streptococcus bacteria, which causes strep throats. Scientists do not know why some strep bacteria is in this category, but anyway, it produces a toxic chemical that destroys, literally eats through your flesh and muscle. Caught in time, the Streptococcus bacteria can be cleared up by treatment with penicillin or other antibiotics. Dangerous signs include reddened and inflamed skin with blistering, fever, severe pain, diarrhea, and vomiting.
Kind of like scientists urge you to worry a lot and advise the media to trumpet it as loud as possible so everyone...
Yeah, and I'd like to say, get well to Adam Roth. It's not eating through your throat. You don't have this disease, Adam, do you?
Not yet.
But don't
the
worry.
Centuries,
you'll be fine.
The decade's still fairly young, Adam.
You'll be okay. You'll be fine. Anyway.
Ask not
what
for
else
whom the bell's palsy tolls.
I got a laugh track queued up. Okay. Washington, D.C. An Australian black swan was killed when a teenager dropped a rock the size of a bowling ball on the bird as it slept in the enclosure at the National Zoo.
Wow.
Oh, it's a slow news.
Is that a strike?
Poor swan. Anyway, let's do a Hillbilly Hangover. Moon Mulligan. I had an extra copy of this Moon Mulligan CD, which I sold to Andy Schwartz. Oh, the guy who sent me these photos of his vacation in Mississippi. What's his name?
Tyler and Mike's
Tyler
Excellent
Hill?
Adventure, I think.
Oh, man. Thanks for the postcards, pal. Those are
really
cool.
The picture of Muddy Waters in wax effigy at the Blues Museum is really great. Did you guys try to take the guitar away from him? That's what I'm wondering.
Anyway, let's do a Hillbilly Hangover. This Moon Mulligan one all queued up. Andy, call back now. I want to talk to you. 2, 3, 4.
Get my cornmeal ground. The man run the mill, said the mill broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Four, two, two's four, and four, four's eight. Keep that gal away from my back gate. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Ain't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. I got no meal, got plenty of corn. I won't get bread till next Wednesday morn. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Ain't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Says, old man, you over the hill. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Ain't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Any of my youngins? We got a couple of real poor little ladies right over there.
Rock my boogie's last way, rock your baby to sleep. Rock my boogie's guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But it won't do a thing unless you sing the rock my boogie with a beat. Rock my boogie, rock my boogie, rock my 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 rock my boogie, rock my boogie. Rock, baby, rock, baby, rock, baby, rock, baby, rock, baby, rock, baby, rock, baby.
little children. I thought you liked snappy music.
Don't that evening sun look lonesome going down? Lord, Lord, don't that evening sun look lonesome going down? Cause the weary blues are gathering all around.
Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
You gotta move. You gotta move.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, let's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, and that was the Maddox Brothers and Rose and the Water Baby Boogie. Heard Brother Claude Ely, You've Got to Move. The Delmore Brothers did Rounders Blues. The Davis Sisters, they're a live rendition of Rockabye Boogie by request. And Moon Mullican opened it up. What's the matter with the ball? No, what's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
It's a Memphis mini song.
Is it?
Yep. Everybody stole shit from that. From Memphis Mini. Chuck Berry.
From who?
Took a lot of things from Memphis Mini. Anyway.
Better them than
I'm not used to doing it sober, I guess.
I guess not.
I was so good last week.
You were.
Drunk
you were.
And not slipping at all.
Oh, man. Angelic.
Anyway.
Bold young Turk, are we? Considering your age.
Teen slashed in school as spitball fight turns bloody. A spitball fight between two teens in a Bronx classroom escalated when one pulled a straight-edged razor and sliced the other one's scalp open from front to back this week.
He's trying to do the kung fu thing of cutting the spitball in half in mid-flight and missed.
25 fellow eighth graders watched in horror as the horseplay between two boys turned first into fisticuffs, then violence. What an idiot wrote this story. First into fisticuffs, then to violence? What? Isn't fisticuffs... I guess it doesn't count.
Don't
anymore.
Have to wonder what kind of home he was brought up in.
Yeah. Anyway. Their shock was heightened when Rodell Benjamin, age 14, his skull exposed, cried out in terror.
Ooh. Look, my skull!
Students told Principal Henry Urich that the two boys had been pals before the fight. He said they had no problems earlier. Police discovered the box-cutting razor last night and charged a 13-year-old. As the alleged attacker, he had no previous criminal record. His name was not released because of his age. Anyway, Urich said he personally contacted both boys' parents and suggested guidance counselors for them.
That's one of those thrilling things about urban living, folks. At any given time, there's probably about 10 or 15 box knives pointed right at you.
And more than that, two stray bullets flew into Junior High School 45 in East Harlem this week.
Caromed off in the morning. Spitball, hit a box knife.
shattering a window in a third floor classroom full of seventh graders. Three students complained of stinging sensations from the glass, but there were no injuries. So far in this past week, stray bullets have killed a woman in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, a man at the university section of Bronx. Last Wednesday, a 15-year-old student, in Springfield Garden High School, lost her eye after a man testing his new gun caught her in her temple. That was in Queens.
I guess it worked. Kids, yeah. You're old enough, as seventh graders, you're old enough to realize that stinging sensation, it might be VD.
Yeah.
Does anybody even say VD anymore? I guess not.
I think there's people STD. Have bigger problems on their mind, yeah. What do you make of this sexual harassment suit against Bob Parker? Bob Barker.
Bob Barker? Yeah. America's only full-blooded American Indian game show host.
What tribe is he from?
I do not know. I guess the game show host tribe. But I read this in TV Guide, so it must be true.
Quine would make a good game show host.
Outstanding.
Mm. Oh, this is an old story, but...
This little Cretan's our big winner.
You know, they were going through itemizing all of Princess Diana's expenses in here in...
Princess Diana, as she's known in other parts of the world?
Yeah, what do they call her? Lady Di.
Lady Di. What is she, queen?
I was quite intrigued by this one thing. They basically itemized all her different things. Like, she spent $4,700 going to Bali and $2,300 on her gym membership, blah, 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 blah.
Elbow-length rubber gloves.
Check this one out, though. She spent $2,145 last year on colonics.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she got the champagne enema.
Yeah. Man or coffee.
Bubbly.
Holy smokes, man. Well, you know, a well-irrigated member of the peerage is a happy member of the peerage.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Having her colon irrigated with something nice, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, you know, this is just getting more pointless by the minute, isn't it, Bruce?
True. But we sound happy.
Let's,
Visions of Diana, you know?
Yeah. Let's play records. Okay.
You got any?
Yeah, this one goes out to my pal whose phone was disconnected and I was a little worried about her, but we'll be back in a little while. WFMU, East Orange.
Baby,
baby. Annie, Annie. Ah, oh, yeah. I'm the father.
When you live like an animal, anything goes. We've heard just about all we want from you.
There goes that train, the same old train. That train that stole my love, drove my love. Darling, darling, there's the guy that stole my girl. There they go, they're standing alone, all alone. They're standing in their joy, in their joy. Darling, here am I. Standing alone, some boy. If I should have died, if I had died when I were young, I were young. Darling, I wouldn't have had, darling, I wouldn't have had, wouldn't have this race to run.
same old guy, darling, darling.
Maestro, some twist music, if you please.
For the last time, I'm...
You're a twist over. You're a twist over.
Hey, man, what are you talking about here? You're a twist over. Oh, get off my back.
You're a twist over.
What are you, some kind of a chap?
You're a twist over.
Hey, maybe
doing a twist over. Do the twist over.
For real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Wow. Then take a nice long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. Well, you're thirsty. How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well...
Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer.
Thank you.
But if it's mine, all I can say, hey, bartender, Big Bug gotta go.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Howdy, dear. WFMU East Orange, Gene Phillips by request. Hey, bartender. Is that to Lorraine? Miller Olson combo, Twist All Wrong. That's from the Gaiety. That's another one of those from the Gaiety story, Volume 2, out in the stores this week.
What's in the title?
Incredibly primitive, raw-sounding rock and roll. Two compilation albums, or CDs worth. Mm-hmm. Raleigh McGill, There Goes That Train. Danny Zella did Sapphire. Marshall Crenshaw, who showed up last week, said Danny Zella was a real jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the rest of the Zell Rocks?
He said they were nice. No, I don't know. Danny Taylor, I'm the father of Annie's baby. Opened it up. And do we have the ecclesiastical little desk? Religion desk?
The ecumenical desk?
Yeah, that.
Well, there's a little,
that old thing.
A little flag in the New York Post this morning about Catholic Church yesterday released a new catechism, a 688 proclamation, the first comprehensive document on doctrine in four centuries, which is supposed to bring church teaching up to date in a variety of subjects, including sins, of course, it being the church. It doesn't say here whether it's available on interactive CD-ROM or not, but I figure it's only a matter of time. Amongst the thing that the Post plays up is that it's now apparently a sin to cheat on your taxes. What does it say here?
Well, it's easy for them to say. They don't pay taxes.
It's defined, yeah, really, if ever, defined as, quote, a grave injustice, end quote. But you could probably see it the other way. But apparently a whole bunch of people, women's groups primarily, are up in arms because the document refers in its 688 pages only to men. It's horrendous, said Mary Boys, a professor of theology at Boston College. I think it's a signal that the Vatican doesn't understand that many women feel that they are not taken seriously. Well,
on the bright side, touching your clitoris can't be a sin then.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you're off the hook about a whole lot of different stuff, ladies. And most importantly, if you've had any experience with the Catholic Church, you know that they don't like girls. I mean, it's that simple.
Well,
you know,
we know one who does, but we won't talk. Well,
yeah, well,
anyway,
he's the exception that proves the rule. I mean, face it, ladies, they always go over and squeeze the boys.
Mecca. Some pilgrims died when they were knocked off a crowded overpass. Others were trampled to death, and in a panic, some survived by tying their clothes into ropes and escaping to the ground below. People were screaming and yelling for mercy from Allah, said a pilgrim from Sudan Tuesday. Plan. Hundreds of Muslims going to take part in a symbolic stoning of the devil died in a stampede Monday during the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, Islam's holiest city.
Officials say the devil won, huh?
Officials said Tuesday that at least 250 people died, but witnesses, doctors, and a senior Asian diplomat put the death toll well over 1,000. Thousands of pilgrims jammed together on the pedestrian overpass while inching toward the sacred caravan where the ritual stoning takes place when a new wave of people came surging through. The people on the overpass had no time to make way for the newcomers who pushed them right over the railing and trampled others on the ground. This is sort of related. Two Connecticut teenagers were arrested Monday after police found LSD-spiked stamps with pictures of Beavis and Butthead in their car. And get this. Police said a pastor, our very own Father Bruce, spotted two men sleeping in a car in front of his church and flagged down a patrol car. Father Bruce, why didn't you just grab the acid for us?
Yeah, we got some mail to catch up on.
The officers found an envelope with 50 stamps bearing the pictures of the MTV cartoon characters that they were arrested for. These two guys, like Sean Nikosi, age 19, and Jason Vornovich, both of New Hartford, Connecticut, were charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and violation of copyright laws.
Holy smokes.
Anyway, let's do Blues Hangover. Got a bunch of stuff I never played before. I'm going to kick it off with this one by Johnny Young.
So kick.
So kick already.
You can do incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Woke up this morning about the break of day, lay my head on the pillow. Baby's laying all tight like that. Free-doo-dee-doo, tight like that. Free-doo-dee-doo. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Aunt Jane had a boy, his name was Snow. Broke all the locks off the hen house door. Tight like that. Free-doo-dee-doo, tight like that. Free-doo-dee-doo. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Poor little spider going up the wall. He's going up there to get his ashes all. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good. Honey, and it's tight like that. Mama and Papa down in the cell. To do it down there is awful hard to tell. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good. Honey, and it's tight like that. To him like she went before. It's tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Baby, but it's good. Honey, and it's tight like that. Sam and old Henry were two good pals. Till Sam caught Henry kissing his gal. Tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Honey, but it's good. Honey, and it's tight like that. I looked at the clock, clock struck one. Look at your baby, let's have some fun. Tight like that, tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Say you got a dollar, I got a dime. Let's go down the alley, let's buy some wine. Tight like that, tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that.
And remember, next week we're going to we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas. We are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. Think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
All right, boy, let's talk about this river ball. Down that river ball, even at the river hall, Slewfoot Mose and old Cross-Eyed Joe didn't go in at all. They hung around outside. This is what they spot. What was it? A big crap game in the hall. Started into fight. Joe got drunk. I was alone. When he turned out the light. And that might just Charlie shot his automatic twin. Charlie grabbed his gal and he curled off his chin. Police came and pulled the hall. Down at the razor bowl, I mean ball. Down around the razor bowl. Turn it. Shimmy, she wobbling. Shaking you. Put the shimmy, she wobbling. Put shaking your hip. Down at the river, I mean ball. Down around the razor bowl. Playing baseball and football and don't get enough. Playing baseball and football and shutting this stuff. Down at the river, I mean ball. Down around the razor bowl. Play it a little bit now. Put a little good stuff in it. How you put that in there? Well, we'd like a good drink of whiskey. Play that thing again. Had another crap game was in the hall. Started in two fights. Joe got drunk. That was them all. Went in and turned out the light. Mighty big chief shot his automatic twin. The high chef took a couple and double crossed in. Rest of them came and got the crowd. From down at the river, boy, I mean. Down around the river, boy, shooting crap. Down around the river, boy, playing cards. Down around the river, boy, little gambling. Down around the river, boy, cutting on the corner. Down around the river, boy. Put a little good stuff there now. I know you like it like that too, bitch, because I'm crazy about it myself. Hit it now. I know you're crazy about it. Talking about the river bowl, I mean, singing about the river bowl. Now that was another crap game, was in the law, started in two fights. You got drunk, that was an all, when turned out the light. Put your lights out, Charlie, call a fight for game. Put my head on the list and don't forget to call my name. Police came and got the crowd. Down at the river bowl, drinking gin. Down around the river bowl, don't mean football. But down around the river hall. Even basketball, but down around the river bowl. Even golf ball, but down around the river bowl. Drinking a little bit now. I mean that river bowl where I found you. Down around the river bowl where I made love. Down around the river bowl where I left you. Down around the river bowl. Play it now.
Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank you, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Fever. When you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. You can lose your money, you can lose your mind. If you lose your woman, don't you mess with mine. When you got the money fever, when you got the money fever, when you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. When you have plenty of money, you got a lot of friends. Well, it seems like the end when you got the money fever. When you got the money fever. When you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. You holler money, dollar bill, money. You can't keep still. Money burns your pocket. Money off like a rock. When you got the money fever, boys, you know you can't keep straight. Get my hands on a dollar bill, I'm gonna squeeze it till the eagle.
money till I didn't have a dime. I had the money fever. I had the money fever. When you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. I said, listen here, boy, don't be no pal. Mighty bad time to talk about your gal. When you got the money fever. When you got the money fever. When you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. Monday, off like the rock. When you got the money fever, boy, you know you can't keep straight. Oh, that bill got the money fever. Oh, my heat's gone. Oh, if I had that other dollar bill. I'd like to have a Hamilton, but I'll settle for a George Washington.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, this is WFMU East Orange. Stick McGee on the Herald label there, Money Fever. Before that, we heard Blind Willie McTell, Razor Ball. Columbia put out this thing called the Complete Will Blind Willie McTell, which is like totally doesn't have Statesboro or Blues or any of the good RCA stuff. RCA is too stupid to put out that stuff.
Well, maybe it was a
Billy
typo
Altman, who's a moron working running their department. But
maybe it was
a
typo
CD.
They wanted to issue it as the Incomplete.
Yeah, that's I think what it is. Guitar Tommy Moore, Your Car Machine. Tampa Red with Papa Too Sweet, tight like that. Johnny Young opened it up in Humpty Dumpty. Best rendition of that song I've heard in a long, long time.
There you have it.
You know, we timed this sort of badly. I don't have much to say. You know, I thought we'd end at exactly 4:30, but go right to the Vibe Report. So I have one record that doesn't fit into our VOM set that I was going to play. So I picked it up at the convention. It's the Kingsmen only really made two truly great 45s, one being Louie Louie, and the other one being this one. I bought it from Vince Bernicevic. And when we come back, we'll probably have a Vibe Report, and I'll tell you all about the Sam the Sham tribute album and other sundry.
Yes.
Anyway, Hound here, that's the Kingsmen, since you've been gone, their other great record. Got that one at the FMU record fair. Hey there, Roscoe.
Hey.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're working out the bugs today. Hey, nice show the other night over at the Mercury.
Oh, thank you.
I really dug it, and I dug some of your new material. But, you know, the talk of the town is your the one you debuted towards the end of the set.
I can't hear anything.
Where are you?
Hello?
Yep. You hear me?
Kind
of. Where are you? You sound like you're on the roadside somewhere.
Yeah, 14th and 1st.
Ooh, good spot.
Yeah.
Were you going to the Love Store?
Yeah, good time. What do they got? They got phone messaging now at the station?
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a drag.
Ooh. What, you mean it cuts you off and takes your message at a certain number of rings?
Yeah, if you know, like, you can't just leave me blinking.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's an AT&T thing. That's because you called across the river.
Eh. Ooh. That's what they get you for the phone call, even if you don't want to... Yep. Ooh. Bummer. I didn't know that. Well...
Wow, there goes the 76 Eldo convertible.
Follow that car.
White with red. How are you, Bruce?
I'm good, man. It's good to talk to you. I heard your show was good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's pretty good. You know, it kind of wears me out. What are you going to do?
Well, you get sleep late.
Yeah, I get to play. Get to sort of satisfy the murderous rage rather than quell it.
I like the new material.
The new material. In the new direction. Yeah, it's always fun to reel some stuff out there.
Yeah, I heard you took sort of a political bent there for a bit.
It's sort of local politics.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, that's the best kind.
That's where you can, you know, have the most impact, hopefully.
The politics of the 12-stepping bartender ruining our lives.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm really proud of a lot of these people. It's just that, you know, I'm the customer, and the customer's always right. That's the first rule of retail. So, I mean, we ought to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So, what can I say?
Good point. Well, what's our vibe today?
I don't know. It's kind of a Saturday outdoor vibe, you know. I guess the Knick game is on. Or...
Yep, there's a Knick game on this afternoon.
Yeah, so we're going to go catch the second half of that.
Mm-hmm.
Watching, you know, it's getting kind of standard on the weekends. You know, you got the seniors on before 4 o'clock, and then you got the regular PGA Tour events after that.
Well.
All this basketball, and it'll all be wrapped up pretty soon.
Yep. Something about basketball going into July that you know, worries me.
Well, it's going to be a real drag this year with the baseball leagues.
Yeah, baseball going into November, you know.
The playoff system, you know.
It's all fixed, folks, except wrestling.
Yeah.
It's all fixed. All about money.
Yeah. Those guys are professionals.
Cockfights and wrestling.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those roosters.
I saw some guy on TV talking about it. You know, it's like, well, it's just, you know, it's either baseball is selling shirts and...
Teal ones, too, man. Yuck.
You know, basketball is selling shoes. It is loud out here.
Yeah, I can hear it.
A lot.
I don't know if I can do it.
It's okay.
Hang in there, man.
So
you're doing good.
So what are you guys up to this evening?
I got a date.
You got a date?
Yeah.
Is there any entertainment events?
Green Door. Simon is playing somewhere. Simon is at the Rodeo Bar. And
what was that? I missed it.
Simon's over at the Rodeo Bar tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Jimmy Dawkins at Tramps.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Green Door late night.
Mm-hmm.
I might go over there later.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Perfect place to take a date.
Yeah.
Saw those guys at the Pretenders gig.
Weren't they dressed up? They all in color-coordinated outfits.
They're all buffed up and ready to go. I was wondering if they opened.
Yeah, right.
Did you guys open? Well, I guess that's the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Rosk.
You going to the Love Store there, man?
Roscoe does have a new album out, folks. Ask for it. It didn't come out in America yet. It's on the Survival label out of Belgium. It's called Loud and Lonesome.
I'm not going to the Love Store. I'm going to McKay's.
McKay's rules, man.
Yeah, like
McKay's is the way. McKay's is my true home in New York. That and the post office box.
Yeah. Well, if anybody spots the album, let us know.
Yep.
You know? Evidently, they're moving them out pretty good over there.
Ask for it by name.
Good deal.
I just went and had lunch at this French place so I could have some of that Creek Belgian cherry beer.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to cop the vibe of, you know.
Somebody record company guy take you out?
No, I was just doing it myself, but I was kind of like doing sort of a voodoo thing on the Creek Beer, trying to channel my way to Belgium.
Cool. Wow. We'll have to do that sometime.
Some voodoo channeling?
Yes.
All right, my friends.
Okay, Skull.
Aloha.
Bonds away.
Aloha.
Big bottles.
Yeah, Roscoe played a real great show at the Mercury the other day, and Wednesday night. And debuted his new tune called Handsome Dick is the Worst Bartender in New York.
See, that's what I like. When people, you know, when people use music for political ends, some friend of Billy Miller said, my idea of political music is the Kinks. You know, it's got to be small and it's got to be local, you know? Yeah.
Well.
Singing about the whales and all this.
Speaking of small and local, there are good friends at Norton Records put out this album, Turban Renewal,
mm-hmm.
a tribute to Sam the Shaman and the Pharaohs. It's a double record set. It's in the stores.
Nothing but bands from Brooklyn and Austin.
No,
it's
really.
Beautiful.
This is an incredible all-star lineup. I'll go through this. We're going to hear a couple of these cuts in a minute. But it's got Hazel Atkins, The Liars, Untamed Youth, The Brood, Homer Henderson, The Mummies, The Devil Dogs, John Felice of The Real Kids, Jackie and the Cedrics from Tokyo, The Fleshtones, Ben Vaughn, The Raunch Hands, The Naughty Ones, The Phantom Surfers, Handsome Dick Manitoba, 9-Pound Hammer, Little Richard Elizondo Combo, The Hentich Men, The Senders, The A-Bones, Great Gaylord and The Frigs together, The Swinging Neckbreakers, Roy Loney and The Young Fresh Fellows together, Teen Generate, Los Chiflados de Ritmo, The Flat Duo Jets, The Vacant Lot, and Rudy Tootie Grayzel with the A-Bones.
Yeah, it is.
In tandem, as Phil Schaff would say.
That's true.
So, we're going to hear our very own WFMU musical director, the great Gaylord, right now on WFMU. He sings, he dances.
He's going to answer a few musical questions for you.
He files CDs.
Mm-hmm. He listens for profanities.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla. Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
You want to go have a good time over there in the West Side, man?
Yeah, man.
Pues órale, fuímonos.
Body, a fly's head.
Come on.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Brand new from our boy Roscoe, the Vibe Meister there. One More Moment Gone.
That sounded great. That's the first I've heard of any of that. Yeah, it sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's not out in America yet, but hopefully soon. But you can go ask for it in import stores and have to order it.
You can go ask for it in Brussels.
Liner Notes by Ken Friedman.
Mm-hmm. The very prodigious Ken Friedman of late. I enjoyed his Green Door piece.
Before that, Little Richard Elizondo Combo. With Hymnos,
Let's Went.
That's from the Sam the Sham tribute album.
And interestingly enough, a record that not only mentions Rocky Morales, as all records should, but an album that features two entirely different Gatorgan players.
Mm-hmm.
So all you anal weird thrift shop gear completists, take note and buy several copies.
The Hentch Men, Hot Rod Millie, brand new on the Norton label.
And they'll be appearing next Saturday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey.
We'll give away tickets for that in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And Great Gaylord.
Certainly couldn't sell them.
WFMU's very own Great Gaylord and the Friggs with Deputy Dog.
Taking time out for checking records for obscenities to court a little chestnut there with those girls.
As produced by old Brooch.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Anyway. You can hear all the instruments, can't you?
We'll be giving away the Ben Vaughn tickets in a little while, and then we'll give away the tickets for the last A-Bone show.
Take notes, folks. I'm sorry, Jim. It is the Ben Vaughn combo, both on the original Ben Vaughn combo, both on the Sam the Sham tribute record and appearing this Friday at Maxwell's.
Right.
It's not Ben Vaughn solo.
Right.
The original combo with Lonesome
Bottom.
We'll
give away tickets to the people who promised to go up to Ben and ask him embarrassing questions. A crowbar accidentally dropped from a ninth-floor east side window this week and struck a pedestrian on the head. Incredibly, 63-year-old James Tobin escaped with his life, although it took 75 stitches to close the gash on his forehead.
And miraculously, it removed the nail that had been stuck in his head for many years prior to that.
I said it here, another inch and it would have gone right through the top of his head. Tobin of Merrick, Long Island, had taken his wife to visit her doctor on East 56th Street. He stepped outside to enjoy the sunshine when, oops, a workman on the ninth floor of the Brantford building at 333 East 56 accidentally sent the crowbar out the window he was cleaning.
I just meant drop the subject.
Yeah. the worker... He was cleaning a
building with a crowbar? That's the way I like to do my apartment.
The worker grabbed for his squeegee, which had somehow become tangled with the crowbar, and when he picked it up, the crowbar skittered out the window, and... Oops. Watch out.
Nope.
The 12-inch metal rod plunged more than 100 feet. Cops said there was a lot of blood all over the place.
There's a shock. And a couple of metal filings.
We have a cave child in a spaceship. A high school honor student who killed his parents and two sisters this week. Calmly went to his trigonometry class, showed the teacher and classmates his gun, and surrendered saying, I had a bad day.
Sounds like he had a great day.
So Clay Shrout, you take it this week.
Congratulations. If you can get out of the shackles, come and claim your prize.
Shrout was described by one neighbor as really weird and always dressed in black. This is in Union, Kentucky. Police identified the victims as Walter Shrout, his wife Becky, and daughters Kristen and Lauren. Police arrested Shrout at Ryle High School, a rural, affluent suburb of Cincinnati.
Well, mom's all right, dad's all right. They just seem a little weird.
You can finish the song if you want.
No, it's okay.
You sure? You don't want to sing?
No.
One more news story. One more news story and we'll attempt to play some records. A New York City transit cop was charged yesterday with the fatal shooting of a 20-year-old college student while carelessly loading his department-issued handgun. That's right, one of those new 9mm that the cops are so crazy about.
And folks, they don't go off by accident. They're built
Bronx prosecutors say Leonard Smith, age 24, was reckless when he pointed a 9mm pistol at Masiya Abdulamani while loading it inside a mutual friend's apartment at the E. Robert Moore houses. The gun went off and a single slug struck Abdulamani in the left eye, leaving her brain dead. She died at Lincoln Hospital on March 1st after life support systems were shut off.
Going out winking.
Better police for a better police state.
Yeah. Those things don't go off by accident, folks. They have grip safeties.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're loading it while pointing it at somebody, it could. Okay, so we have tickets for the original Ben Vaughn combo, their yearly reunion, which is this Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken. I have no trivia questions for this.
With our good friends the Aquanetas opening up.
The Aquanetas are opening up.
So don't blow off the first act, so to speak.
I will take the third and fifth callers at 201-678-7743. We'll get a pair of tickets for that show. And got one here queued up by Sam Butara and the Witnesses.
Nice talking to you, baby.
A quiet
nice talking.
you, baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo.
A nice for walking with your baby. You walk with me.
She's a cuckoo-monger.
Oh, we can walk and talk and talk and walk. And strolling down the avenue. Yes, but what we say and what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice of talking to your baby. A nice of talking to your baby. A nice of talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
We can walk and talk and walk, strolling down the avenue. Yes, but what we say and what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. A nice talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
Now why don't you walk with me?
Cuckoo-monger, she's
a... Now why don't you talk to me?
Monger, she's a cuckoo.
Why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Tickets are all gone, folks. Save your quarters. The tickets are gone. We'll be giving away A-Bone's tickets a little later.
On the corner, walking in the street. You've been out with Charlie again now. That won't do.
Well, I waited all night. I waited all night. I waited all night for you.
Oh, now.
Well, I waited all night. I waited all night. I waited all night for you.
Oh, no. Listen to them footsteps, baby. I've been walking all night in search of you. Oh, I've been standing on the corner, walking in the street. You've been out with Charlie again now? That won't do.
Well, I walk all night, I walk all night, I walk in search of you.
Oh, no.
Well, I walk all night, I walk all night, I walk in search of you.
Yeah.
Well, I waited all night, I waited all night, I waited all night for you.
Oh, no.
Well, I waited all night, I waited all night, I waited all night for you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, I waited all night, I waited all night for
you. I waited all night on you, baby.
And hot rodders, they're all alive to the jive.
Isabel, stop chewing that gum. Stop making that wax.
Thank you.
anyway. Woman, you should be out in the country with a big old gray man. I'm a male.
Exposed, every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature. With unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Jingle, 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 j
while back in the jungle.
This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving for the next 55 minutes. Sheriff and the Rebels, Shambhala. Not a good record.
Lovely.
Before that, Three Clicks and Big Old 38 Slug. Henry Hayes and Georgette Hardin on the Kangaroo label did Stop Smacking That Wax. The Embers, our big request item of the spring of 94, I Walked All Night. Sam Buttar and The Witness has opened it up, and she's a cooker monger.
Words to live by, folks.
Congratulations to our Ben Vaughn winners. You know, I didn't want to give the tickets away to two people who didn't pledge money, so the second guy I just threw cut off the phone. Sorry about that, pal. Not your day.
Yeah. You know, you get what you pay for in this life, folks.
It's true.
Probably in the next one, too, unfortunately.
Does anybody know the WFMU fax number? I mean, it would make our news giving a lot easier. There's always, in our entire phone list here, they don't list the WFMU fax number.
Well, maybe it's one of those things where they have to switch it over to get faxes.
I will have my own fax number on June the 1st, folks.
You will?
Yes, I will. I figured I spent more money faxing stuff this year than it would have cost me to buy a fax machine.
Well, that's the kind of reasoning that usually
going down
to
and seeing the, what's his name, in the Xerox store on the 9th Street.
Yeah. Oh, Santo, yeah.
Santos.
There's a guy who deserves a plug.
Mexican wrestling hero, Santos, the Xerox man.
Man of many talents.
Anyway, there was some news for us left.
Stop.
Easton, Pennsylvania. A 77-year-old woman has been charged with corrupting a minor for allegedly giving her three grandchildren penis-shaped chocolates.
They taste unusually salty.
Elizabeth Taormina was arraigned Monday and freed on her own reconnaissance. Police said she gave the candy in Easter baskets to the youngsters aged 4, 5, and 7 last month. Corrupting a minor carries up to 5 years in prison. Police Inspector Edward Zubiski said it isn't clear whether the woman knew the treats were shaped like a penis. She denies giving the children such candy.
Well, sometimes just a piece of candy, as Freud used to say, a piece of candy shaped like a penis is just a piece of candy shaped like a penis.
Yeah, well, I have a joke. I don't know if I can tell it on the air.
I hope you can, too.
How do you know when your sister is having her period?
I give up. How?
Oh, I can't tell this joke on the air. I never mind. Ask me in person, folks. That's just, I'm already in trouble today.
Thankfully, everybody's out water skiing, so your first bit of beat poetry probably won't get recognized.
A half dozen disabled people lowered themselves from their wheelchairs Monday and tried to crawl into Parliament to protest the failure of a rights bill, the failure of passage of a rights bill for the handicapped. This is in Britain. Police and Parliament officials stopped the protesters from crawling into the public entrance and told them to go to the entrance used by members of Parliament, which has an entrance for wheelchairs. Protesters were helped back into their chairs and then allowed to enter the building to lobby lawmakers.
Well, there you have it, folks.
And there you have it.
I don't know whether they caught the face-eating disease or not.
What do you make of this? The soccer hooligans there, the football hooligans are expecting this summer. Whose idea was it to have the gay games and the World Cup in the same week in New York?
In the same location.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they seem to be kind of organized, like the English ones and the Dutch ones, like kind of getting together on it all.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, here in America, they'll learn one thing. We carry guns.
True. And also, if the airlines would stop booking these discount rates for hooligan groups, it'd probably get over a lot easier.
Yeah, sleazy travel agents. Nicosia, Cyprus. A pack of bears attacked two sisters on their way to school near a small village in central Iran on Tuesday, tearing one to death and seriously mauling the other. The agency who's monitored Cyprus said the relatives of the 9-year-old Sugarara Mawalavi reported that the three bears went looking for Sagar's throat and mauled her to death.
Wow. As long as they didn't lift the veil.
A monkey nicknamed Romeo in Jammu, India, for all his penchant for attacking only women, was killed by police after months of terrorizing a city hospital.
Wow.
They let him go for months.
Hey, Romeo.
Four policemen chased the monkey for hours Wednesday before they finally cornered it and shot it to death. The monkey first appeared at the Maharaj Gulab Singh Hospital a year ago and began attacking women, doctors, nurses, and patients. It did not bother men.
So, of course, it wasn't.
The attacks continued for weeks, and the hospital was forced to provide escorts for its female staff. More than 65 doctors, nurses, and patients were bitten by the monkey. A few months ago, the monkey was chased away, but it reappeared last week and resumed its attacks. Local wildlife warden then pressured police to form a special squad to hunt down the monkey. Wildlife experts have not been able to explain why the monkey chose to attack only women.
Why to try to poison me.
Archie.
Tragic conclusion.
Archambu wooed the woman of his dreams by email, sending her computer messages saying, "Good morning, beautiful," and invitations to rendezvous with him in the Bahamas. This is up in Dearborn, Michigan. Now he's being charged with breaking Michigan's anti-stalking law for continuing to send computer messages after the woman, and police told him to stop.
After she unplugged.
That's the whole
After she logged
story.
Off.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, in Dearborn, Michigan, where people have time on their hands.
We have tickets to give away. The next Saturday at Maxwell's in Hoboken is the very final A-Bone show.
I'm afraid so, folks.
That's it. The last Hully Gully. The end of an earache. And they're playing along with the Henchman.
Norton recording artist
we heard
who
before.
You just heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Henchman with a T.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away. We're going to ask a trivia question on this one. Uh-oh. So you got to be a real A-Bone's fan to get this. It's kind of a tough one.
That should narrow down things a bit.
On the last... 678-7743, 201 is the number here. And here, okay, on the last A-Bone's LP was a song called Who the Heck? And I played the original quite a few times on the show here, so if you're a Hound fan, you might know this. Who did the original version of Who the Heck?
And if you're a Strunken White fan, you might say, Whom the Heck? I don't know.
Yeah, 201-678-7743. So that's the trivia question. Who did the original version of Who the Heck? Let's hear from Ron Bernard, great drunken Cajun rock and roll singer.
I went to the liquor store for a fifth of wine. Took my baby honky tonkin' really at a time. I got all juiced up, but I wanted some more. Grabbed a cop by the collar, threw him clean through that door. Yeah, all that jail, all that jail. Don't get no wine, all that jail. I called my little bitty mama just to pay my bill. Jumped in my big Cadillac and picked up Linda Gale. Driving 90 miles an hour. Dark of the night, heard a siren come around, they saw a big red light. Well, hold that jail, hold that jail. Don't get no wine, hold that jail. Mama just to pay my bill, jumped in my pink Cadillac and picked up Linda Gale. Driving 90 miles an hour in the dark of the night, heard a siren come around me, saw a big red light. Well, on that jail, on that jail, don't get no wine, on that jail. For a short little fella, he was loaded with loot. Honky tonk wearing a Sunday suit. Well, I grabbed him by the ear, trying hard to start a fight. He pulled out a shining badge. It was a all right, look out. All that jail, all that jail. Don't feel so fine. All that jail.
Presenting.
Take me right downtown. Spend the money without a frown. How about that?
Just where it's at.
How about that?
Just where it's at.
Take it slow, baby.
Just where it's at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wanna go.
Thank you.
didn't have no fame. My lover liked the way I played my game. How about that?
Yes, where's that?
How about that?
Yes, where's that?
You know the score, baby.
Yes, where's that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want it three more times.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm. Well, I've got something to say to you since I found out that you've been untrue. Here's your coat. There's the door. Why don't you make it? Make like a bunny and disappear. Make like a bunny and disappear. So you thought I wouldn't understand. Your eyes are stretching like a rubber band. Here's your coat. Oh, there's the door. Why don't you make it? Make like a bunny and disappear. Make like a bunny and disappear. I dig you later, a coolerator. I burst your bubble, you're in trouble. Baby, you're nothing at all. Go right out and look around. Right now, please get off my ground. Here's your coat, oh, there's the door. Why don't you make it? Make like a bunny and disappear. Oh, make like a bunny and disappear. I burst your bubble, hey, you're in trouble. Baby, you're nothing at all. You go right out and look around. Right now, please get off my ground. Here's your coat, oh, there's the door. Why don't you make it? Make like a bunny and disappear. Make like a bunny and disappear.
This is a hit! Oh, baby, baby, just come in town. Now have you heard about the dance? Bobby Sox put it down. It's called the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, it's the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
You just gotta learn to do the Cat Hop.
Meow, 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 meow.
First you tip on your toes and kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, girls, that's the cat hop. And you just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me. Hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the cat hop. And I teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party. We cross town tonight. And when we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yeah, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. You got to do it too. First you tip on your toes, kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, little girls, that's the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat!
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
That I love the best. Yeah, little bitty girl, you stand out from all the rest. Well, I love you, little girl. You put my heart in the world. Little girl, little girl, little girl. Little bitty girl, I know your love is true. Yeah, little bitty girl, I just know what else but you. Well, you make me feel so fine, I know your love is mine, little girl, little girl, little girl. Little bitty girl, let me take you by the hand. Little bitty girl, please say you understand. Well, let me make you see that you're the only one for me. A little girl, little girl, little girl. The best. Yeah, little bitty girl, you stand out from all the rest. Well, I love you, little girl, you put my heart in a whirl. Little girl, little girl, little girl. Little bitty girl, I know your love is true. Yeah, little bitty girl, I just know one else but you. Well, you make me feel so fine, and now your love is mine. Little girl, little girl, little girl. Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
And meanwhile, back in the state.
So, Hound, this is WFMU East Orange. That was Bill Bell, Little Bitty Girl. Before that, we heard the Dodgers and Cat Hop. Bill DeVroe, Make It. Baby Wayne did That's Where It's At. And Rod Bernard opened it up, All Night in Jail.
Quite a set there.
Yeah, four of the five we've never played before. Got a lot of new ones today. Tons of new ones. We had one winner for the A-Bones at Maxwell's.
And something
tickets.
Like two calls. So
yeah, so
it's the final insult.
Yeah. The answer to the question was, it's a hard question, admittedly, the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Bob Quine played in a band with them, the sax player from the Caps. Post-Caps.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be giving away that other pair of tickets with an easier question when we go back.
Post-Caps and pre-Voidoids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
So you know, you people that won tickets for the Ben Vaughn Show, what you can do is you can hide out like in the stall in the men's room and then just stay over
for
the
24
night.
Hours. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Under the stage, even, maybe.
Plenty of water to drink.
Andy Schwartz set one this one. And the cremated ashes of George Swanson, 71, were buried yesterday inside his beloved 1984 white Corvette at the cemetery in Irwin, PA.
Ooh.
Queued up in the car's tape deck was Engelbert Humperdinck's Release Me.
Wow. Can you imagine going to eternity in fiberglass?
Mm-mm.
Let alone GM
Mm-mm.
fiberglass.
Mm-mm. He made her perform bizarre sex acts for drugs. How could that happen? I don't understand that.
Reminder, there's a green door tonight.
Yeah. Beverly Hills, California, embattled funk singer Rick James said his time in prison is a reality check and the experience is making him a more positive person.
Yeah. He's exploring his feminine side?
I believe that might be what he means. Oh, we already discussed Bob Barker. I'm shocked. Mortified.
I'm stunned.
I'm mortified.
She was my favorite, though, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of sepulchral-looking one.
New stamps coming out this year. Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Mildred Bailey, Jimmy Rushing, Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, Ma Rainey, and Howlin' Wolf.
Beavis and Butthead with LSD.
I do want to lick the back of Howlin' Wolf's head.
You got to wonder what that's like. I've already enjoying the benefits of licking the backs of the entire Carter family, or the entire backs of the Carter family.
I just rub them, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it Hank Williams or is it String Bean?
Oh, I don't know what to say or do here.
I don't know either.
Oh, renouncements. I knew there was some reason why I was still on mic.
No reason to live.
Because if we don't do their announcements, then no one gives us free drinks this week. In fact, we may not get them anyway. Anyway, so Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at the Rodeo Bar. He certainly got his $10 worth of pledging and publicity, huh?
Yeah, it's true.
See, it works. also, the Simon and the Bar Sinisters and the Senders are playing at a benefit for somebody named Gita Gash at AKA, which is on Houston Street.
What's in her name?
There's a Green Door tonight. Jimmy Dawkins is at Tramps tonight. Walter Wolfman Washington is at Tramps tomorrow night. Jimmy Dawkins is at the Small Tramps next door to the Big Tramps. Barbecue Bob and the Spirits at 205th Avenue. That's also tonight.
Mm-hmm.
David the Animal Newgarden with his band Run On at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night. And I believe that's Denois' night behind the bar.
I like to think of David Newgarden as the king of post-punk. Maybe the clown prince of post-punk.
Yeah, and don't forget the original Ben Vaughn Combo and the Aquananas at Maxwell's Friday. Mm. And next Saturday will be the final A-Bones performance.
A tearful farewell.
Martin Scorsese will be there with a Polaroid.
With his camera crew and a big old bucket lunchbox full of gack.
Okay,
last time.
You know, I usually try to do all these request items in the beginning of the show, but of course, in this weather, no one listens to the beginning of the show, so we got to do request items at the end of the show. So we got a few requests to get out of the way, and I'll play you some more of the new stuff I picked up. One more pair of A-Bones tickets to give away with the henchmen. Who did the original version of Hully Gully? A-Bone's favorite. 201-678-7743. There's only one pair, so call now. Turntable number one on the D label, Jimmy and Johnny, looking for that doorknob.
Happens when a pair of singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
On a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied.
Women with weak, and I like my love and strong. I like my women weak, and I like my love and strong. I like to pat them on the cheek and pet them all night long. Take the wheel, cut out, never come back.
Story of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
You petrify me, a baby. You satisfy me, a baby. But don't defile me, a baby, because I'm mighty, mighty mean when I'm mad. You tantalize me, a baby. You hypnotize me, a baby. But don't suffice me, a baby, because I'm mighty, mighty mean when I'm mad. No, I'm a loving from another girl, cause you mean more to me than this whole wide world. I need your love, and I need it bad. Watch out, baby, if you make a man mad. So hug and kiss me, a baby. Make a like you miss to me, a baby. But don't resist to me, a baby. Cause I might, mighty mean when I'm mad. Oh, I'm a lover from another girl, cause you mean more to me than this old wide world. I need your loving, and I need it bad. Boy, watch out, baby, if you make a man mad. So hug and kiss me, a baby. Make like you miss me, a baby. But don't resist me, a baby. Cause I might, mighty mean when I'm mad.
A man's body, a fly's head.
The hot clock, the hot clock is ticking away. Away the clock's meeting. You've been standing. The hot clock is ticking away. Right.
love pure and passionate and pagan.
Let's take these brown Hispanic people.
In the jungle.
Down here at WFMU East Orange with Chan Romero outtakes. That's I Want Some More, take one. Counting backwards, the Night Rockers, Oh Baby. The High Tensions did The Clock. Eddie Cochran by request, Mean When I'm Mad. Amos Milburn by request, I Done It. And we open up with Jimmy and Johnny, I Cannot Find the Doorknob. I've been looking. Anyway. I have nothing to say.
Yeah, I don't have really much to say either.
What else? We did have a winner of those A-Bones tickets. The answer was the Olympics did the Hully Gully.
To the best of our knowledge, they're the original one.
Yeah. And boy, did we get some stupid answers. And There's two things I really hate are people that call up and ask for tickets before you start giving them away, and people who don't even try to answer the question, don't even guess, and say, can I have the tickets? Especially when it's like a, especially when it's a guy, you know? I mean, if it's a girl, you might, like, think, well, maybe I know her or something, but, you know. It's like, we're getting this thing hooked up. I think Brian's outside working on it now, where we can actually send 100,000 volts of electricity through the phone line.
High amps, so it'll kill you.
And we got something for you Weisenheimers next week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's just rock through this thing. We got 20 minutes left. And, unless we got another really good news story we didn't get to. I don't think so.
There's plenty of food for thought in there as to whether it's like food
was that
for
glibness. There was that guy shooting at the Cardinal in Chicago. But
that's true. He's anyway, under the clipboards.
Here's one that's often associated with the great Gaylord, but this is the original version by Little Luther. It's called and spelled this way, Do D Squaw.
Never too cold, never too hot to do the squat. Never too young, never too old to do the squat. Bang a poppy, alright, doing the twist is fine. But when you wanna have a rockin' time, you do the squat. Squat. You're never too thin, you're never too fat to do the squat. You're never too tall, you're never too short to do the squat. Twist it all right, but it's out of date. Let me put you on time, let me get you straight. Do the squat. Ah, squat. Little heel, toe, go on, squat. Up, back, side, track, now squat. Been all right, doing the twist is fine. And when you wanna have a rockin' time, you do the squat. Squat. Never too dumb to do the squat. You can do it in school, the teachers don't care. You can do it over here, you can do it over there. Do the squat. Squat.
Kids living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Hey, baby, you over there? Yeah, the one with the blue-black hair. Well, blue-black hair, shaded eyes. Baby, you've got me hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. Say, little girl, you're so fine. Well, you just got to be mine. Well, blue black hair, shaded eyes. Baby, you've got me hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. Well, I don't know what's your name, but your blue-black hair drives me insane. Blue-black hair, shady eyes, baby, you've got me hypnotized. Blue-black hair, blue-black hair, blue-black hair, blue-black hair, blue-black hair. Blue-black hair.
black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair, well, blue black hair, take my hand. Well, we'll dance to this rocking band. Well, blue black hair, shaded eyes, baby, you've got me hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair.
Personality Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
Talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
Caught a glimpse of a chick as she was passing me by. She turned around and I gave her the eye. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. While I was eating some bananas at a friend's food stand, up come a chick and I grabbed her hand. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. But then another one came and she was all dressed in blue. She turned around and said the same thing to you. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. From the well, up come a sudden he called me square. I said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Now don't you go off thinking that you're some big wheel, cause you're just a little Sprocket. That's the way I feel. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Watch it, Sprocket.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
Can't you just get physical like a human?
Gee, I forgot to put my loop on. I hate doing these shows sober. Anyway, that was the Idrisi brothers there. Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
I give up what?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Can we just leave now? The Idrisi brothers, Alone in Blue. The Versatones, Baila, Bobby Charles did Watch It, Sprocket. Lord Luther, A Thinking Man's Girl on the Imperial label. The Jades, Blue Black Hair, also from those Gaiety compilations. Little Luther opened it up, Do D Squad. Hey, you know we forgot to address?
What?
Monday, Memorial Day, in Tompkins Square Park is a whole bunch of bands are playing, culminating with the Missing Foundation's first confrontation with the Giuliani-era police force. Is Chris
Ooh,
T. still in?
That should be interesting.
Is Chris T. still in Missing Foundation?
I don't know.
He used to be. Does anybody
I don't know whether
do you know anything about this? He's not?
I don't know Chris Missing is still in Missing Foundation either.
Yeah, really? Peter Missing, you mean?
Well, no. Chris is the one I know.
Anyway, something to think about. Tompkins Square Park Monday. It should be a riot.
Come
so
on
speak.
Out. Wear black. Wear nothing or wear black. Or wear black nothing.
The cops are beginning double time and a half. It's a holiday.
Jing.
Right. Okay, well, Wild goes up next. If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week.
At this very same spot.
WFMU, East Orange. 2, 3. Outro, please.
So hey. Is it Dreese Brothers again?
No, it's
Which one's
thing.
Lonesome and which one's blue? The older one's lonesome.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm
I think that's the Ben Vaughn combo you're thinking of.
Trouble giver. I'm a whiskey taster and a money waster. And the old folks say I won't live long, but I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover living undercover. I'm a real low raider and an aggravator. And I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body neath the sod, please don't take it so hard. Cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball user and a chick abuser. And I can't live right from living wrong, but I'll die happy. Float around a while. Yeah, Bob, let it go on.